I carried on with the glargine before going to bed, 10 o'clock at night, because it was made clear to me that when I, whatever time I started it on, I had to continue nightly at the same time. But meanwhile, I had porcine neutral before breakfast, porcine neutral before lunch, porcine neutral before dinner, and then my glargine every night at 10 o'clock at night. And I carried on with glargine until it came. I had a few hypos with it, and with no warnings at all, suddenly it would come over me. And my children were very concerned, and even my daughter-in-law, who's been nursing, commented about it. She said, "You've never been like this before. You've never had hypos. How come? Is it the new insulin you've been put on?" I said, "I don't know." Anyway, I thought about it, but things got worse from the 12th of January. And it used to be early hours of the morning between 2:30, 3:15, 3:45, something like that. My blood sugars used to just drop down. But on the 29th of December, probably it's my own fault because I'd got up a bit late that morning and I'd had my breakfast and I'd gone and done some laundry, and I was pegging out the laundry and I looked at the clock. I said, "Oh, good grief, it's nearly lunchtime." So I missed my mid-morning break, which I usually have. And I thought, right, it'll soon be lunchtime. I'll go down and do the lunch. And it was whilst I was hanging out my husband's shirt that I must have had a hypo, because the next thing I knew, I was on the floor with a very sore right ankle that was beginning to swell and get a bit bruised. And I thought to myself, "Oh, I feel a bit clammy." So picked myself up, went and did a blood sugar. True enough, it was 2.2, and then I knew that I had a hypo. But no warnings at all, just flaked out like that. Anyway, I went to the A&E. I came down, quickly had something to eat, and then I had my lunch afterwards. Rang my husband up, who was out, and I went to the A&E, and they x-rayed my foot, and they said, yes, I'd fractured my right lateral malleolus. So I was put in a back slab and asked to return the next day to have the back slab removed and the plaster of Paris applied. So then I started getting very worried, because for a hypo to occur with no warnings, but I'd been warned that I might have no awareness of hypos coming on, but never like this before. But on the 12th of January 2005, things started getting worse. As I said, early hours of the morning, 12, 13, 14, right through to the 18th of January, I kept waking up. So I rang the diabetic center up and spoke to the diabetic specialist nurse.